You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saudara pendengar, ada keprihatinan yang muncul tentang hubungan antara kesehatan mental dan masalah perjudian, dan para ahli menyerukan dukungan ekstra untuk membantu orang-orang yang rentan. Komentar itu muncul ketika para ahli pengurangan bahaya mendorong Komisi Royal untuk meninjau ke dalam industri perjudian. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Peggy Giacomolos. Warga Australia didorong untuk melihat lebih dekat bagaimana perjudian dapat mempengaruhi kesehatan mental mereka. Menurut statistik nasional yang terbaru, warga Australia bertaruh sekitar 24 miliar dolar per tahun, dari tiket lotre hingga taruhan olahraga. Sementara itu, 14 miliar dolar per tahun dihabiskan untuk pokies. Ketua Aliansi Advokat Reformasi Perjudian, Pendeta Tim Costello mengatakan, Australia memiliki kerugian perjudian terbesar per kapita di dunia dan 30% lebih tinggi per kapita daripada Singapura yang berada di peringkat kedua. Costello juga mengatakan ada hubungan antara kecanduan perjudian dan kesehatan mental.
The dopamine released in the brain that hits the pleasure center with the force of cocaine. Pokies are the crack cocaine of gambling, which leads to rapid addiction. Gamble responsibly is as sensible as saying use heroin responsibly. If you're addicted, you're addicted. And from addiction, the shame, the silence, the mental health issues start to occur. And I have to say, with the ubiquity of sports betting ad, people with mental health illnesses are the ones who often take up gambling because that hope that I'm a winner, that I'm not a loser, is just pumped out of them all the time.
Kepala dari Monash Gambling and Society Determinants Unit, Associate Professor Charles Livingston, mengatakan efek dari masalah perjudian pada kesehatan mental, terutama penggunaan mesin poker, baru sekarang sepenuhnya dipahami. Ia mengatakan banyak faktor yang dapat membuat seseorang lebih rentan terhadap kecanduan, termasuk isolasi sosial dan dalam beberapa kasus, tekanan yang berasal dari diskriminasi. Profesor Livingstone menambahkan bahwa tingkat kecanduan sebenarnya kurang dilaporkan di komunitas migran yang cenderung tidak mencari bantuan.
And one of the other forms of stress, of course, is the sort of discrimination and difficulties that non-English speaking background communities often experience in our big cities. And I think the increasing evidence that non-English speaking background people are suffering disproportionately when it comes to the harms associated with gambling.
Beberapa dana untuk amal, kelompok nirlaba dan program komunitas termasuk yang dipakai untuk membantu para penjudi berasal dari apa yang dikenal sebagai Community Benefit Scheme. Skema ini mengharuskan tempat perjudian untuk melakukan pembayaran kepada Responsible Gambling Fund atau RGF ketika tempat perjudian itu menambahkan jumlah mesin permainannya. Para peneliti di Monash Gambling and Social Determinants Unit telah melacak pengelolaan dana itu dan menemukan kurangnya transparansi di seluruh negara bagian dan wilayah tentang penggunaan dana tersebut.
Clubs, of course, will say that everything they do benefits the community, but that's very difficult, for example, when you've got a big football club, such as an AFL club or a rugby league club, which is actually giving most of the money to elite sports people and to elite sports facilities. So what we end up with is a scenario in which over 70% of revenue that's claimed to support community actually ends up going straight back to the club themselves and benefits only the club and in many cases not even the general club members.
Shane Lucas dari Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation mendesak siapapun yang mungkin mengkhawatirkan perilaku perjudian mereka untuk mencari bantuan.
We're certainly very conscious that the first thing I think anyone needs to do who's feeling that they are experiencing a gambling problem is to really find that person within their family, within their friendship group, to talk and to share their problem, and then to look for the forms of support. In Victoria, we fund gamblers' help services across the state, which provides a combination of financial and therapeutic counselling to people and can link them to a range of services depending on their circumstance. But really the first conversation, I think, needs to always be with that trusted other person.
Pendeta Costello ingin melihat lebih banyak tindakan dari kedua sisi pemerintah untuk mengurangi dampak masalah perjudian terhadap kesehatan mental dan efek sosial lainnya. Namun ia percaya tanpa komisi royal ke dalam industri itu tidak akan memungkinkan dilakukannya reformasi yang dibutuhkan.
I personally believe, like we need it with banks, like we need it with aged care, we need a royal commission to expose how captured we are, because the message is out. Most people hate pokies. Every survey says up to 75% of them in Victoria want them all removed. So you would think democracy would demand that of government. No, it doesn't, because of political capture by donations and easy revenue.
Saat ini telah tersedia dukungan di Multicultural Problem Gambling Service pada nomor 1800-856-800 atau Lifeline 131114.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.